On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
A man's admitted murdering his teenage wife at their flat in Maidstone on Christmas Day. The body of 19-year-old Parwin Qureshi was found at the property in Kentish Court off London Road in December last year. She'd been stabbed. Mohammed Qureshi, who's 27, is due to be sentenced in June.
KMFM News.
Campaigners say rape victims are being made to choose between privacy or justice as police ask them to hand over their mobile phones. Forces across England and Wales want accusers to allow officers to access data, including messages, photos and emails. If they don't, cases could be dropped. Policing analyst Graham Wettone thinks the move needs looking at.
To actually give your phone over, it's quite invasive really, and have them available to look at everything you've got on your phone. Yeah. I think there's other ways of doing this, but it's key that these things get reported and they are dealt with, or else we are going to have rape victims who have got no confidence in the police or the justice system.
A petition urging the government to make online abuse a specific criminal offence will be debated by MPs later. Katie Price started it as her disabled son Harvey's been targeted by internet trolls. Meantime, the Samaritans charity is to work with social media firms to tackle self-harm and suicide content online. A Kent MP says the whole social care system needs a complete overhaul to make sure it's fair and funded properly. Ashford's Damien Green is suggesting that over 50s pay an extra 1% in tax to make sure they're looked after better in later life. He wants the system to be more like the state pension, with people being encouraged to top up the basic level with their own savings. He also says the funding should come from national insurance contributions rather than our council tax.
Otherwise, we will find that over time, more than half of all council spending will be going on social care. And I don't think that's fair on local councils, who will have to take a choice between that and fixing potholes, keeping libraries open and so on.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A drug dealer who accused police of planting cocaine on him and after leading them on a high-speed chase has been jailed. Michael Blow tried to ram a police car while trying to get away from Bluewater in March last year. A 20-year-old from Knockle Chase in Greenhithe has been locked up for 13 months. And a base jumper who miraculously survived when a jump at Dover went wrong just 4 months ago is planning to leap off the same cliff this week. Chad Smith from Maidstone was flown to hospital with back and pelvis injuries after landing at St Margaret's Bay in December. The 27-year-old spent 3 weeks in hospital but always vowed that it wouldn't put him off.
KMFM Showbiz.
Avengers Endgame has made box office history, taking $1.2 billion in its opening weekend. It smashed the previous record set by Infinity War last year. And the story of a shipwreck off the Kent coast has been brought to life by animation students in Rochester. Marcus and the Mystery of The Roman Pudding Pans is a short cartoon telling the story of pottery brought ashore in the 18th century. It's been made by University of the Creative Arts students who worked with the Seaside Museum in Herne Bay and the local junior school. Phil Gom is the uni course leader.
I grew up with things like, you know, Fantasia and the very famous sort of one with Mickey Mouse when the mop and the broom come to life. So it was very clear in terms of sort of conceiving of this film that those big traditions in animation, that sort of that thing that we all love, that thing that animation can do, it can bring to life the inanimate objects. It's something that we all sort of love. I think as children, perhaps, we sort of imagine that our toys come to life, don't we?
Where am I? What am I doing here?
He's awake.
Stay back, Belsa. He might be cracked.
We sort of hope that the objects in our homes have a secret life when we're not looking. And as soon as you sort of bring that into a project like this, we sort of knew instinctively that if you wanted people to sit down and learn a bit of history and do a sort of and get some kind of local history, that the way to deliver that engagingly would be to use all that lovely tradition of animation where the lights go out, it's midnight in the museum and suddenly the artifacts come to life. It was a no-brainer, really.
And you can see part of the animation at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Stuart Lewis has left Dover. The former Gillingham player joined on a two-year deal after leaving Maidstone in the autumn and has been a key part of their battle against relegation. The 31-year-old scored in their 3-0 win over Sutton United on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.